We on Daf, Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, Heviuloi es a Tomid Kotsoi. So we read that they brought the Tomid to the Kohen Gadol. This was the first Avodah Kotsoi. My Kotsoi, Omar Ule Lishne Diktolahu. He killed it. Taisvis Yishonim says Lishne Diktola Lafishle Goma Kol Shchitoso. Nokat Ailishne. Since he wasn't Goyma the Shchita, so therefore he doesn't use a Loshen Shchita, he uses a Loshen Ktolo. Lishne de Ktolo. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Maikro, where do we find that this is a Loshen of Ktolo? There's a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Egla Yefeifiya Mitzroyim, Keret Mitzofain Bovo. My mashme, kedemetargim Rav Yosef, malke yoi have Mitzrayim. Egla yefeifia Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a beautiful malchus. A momin ketoilin mitzipuno yesen alo. And there'll come murderers from Tzofain, keretz is a loshen ketoilin, and they'll kill out the Mitzrayim. Zukta Gemara weiter, Kortzoi Bekamo. Now, what was this Shchita that it wasn't Nigmar? How much did he shecht? Omar Ule Beroiv Shnayim. That he shechted Roiv of the two Simonim. Vechein Omar Rav Yochanan Beroiv Shnayim. Vafresh Lokish Sovar Beroiv Shnayim. Agav Urche, the Meforshim explain, the Gvuros Ari, I think the Svasem says the same thing, that how else can you fataych kotzoi? So there'd be a svara to say that he had cut all the simonim, but there are some veins that did also be an inyan to cut, that more dam should go out. We'll see there's an inyan by kotchim. The more dam, the better it is. If you have more dam to be mekabel and to be zayrik. So the Gemara is telling us that is not true. That here kotzai means that roiv of the simonim were cut. Va'afresh lokish sovar beroiv shnayim, roiv of the two simonim. The omar resh lokish. Now how do we know resh lokish also learned like this? Resh Lakish said, as Resh Lakish is going on the Mishnah in Chulin. The Mishnah says in Chulin that Ruboi Shel Echad Kamoyu. The Mishnah says in Chulin that just like the Mishnah says an Oif you have to shecht one simon, by Behema you have to shecht two simonim. Then the Mishnah says, Ruboi shel echot kamoyu, that you don't have to shecht the whole simon. Ruboi shel echot, roiv shekol echot ve echot kamoyu. That roiv of a simon is also sufficient. When you need simonim, so roiv of both simonim is sufficient. So, Resh Lakish asked the kasha as follows. So, the beginning of the Mishnah tells us, that in Shchitas Simonim, it is sufficient if you shecht roiv of the Simonim. Then later, the Mishnah ends off by saying, Lomo Sheninu, this is Resh Lakish's Kasha, so why did the Mishnah have to end off by saying, roiv echad ba'oif, by an oif, roiv of one Simon is sufficient, v'roiv shnayim bebehema. And roiv shnayim bebeimah. So memele, since the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Mishnah, was megala, that ruboi shel echad kamoyu, that roiv of a simen, is equivalent to the whole simen, so why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself, and be misayim the Mishnah by saying, roiv echad ba'oif, roiv of one simen is sufficient by an oif, roiv shnayim bebeimah. That was a kasher Resh Lakish asked from the Mishnah in Chulin. So Reish Lakish answered as follows. Lefi sheshaninu, because we learned our mission in Yume, Eviuloi esatomit, Kolzoi ummirek acher shchita al yodoi vikibolas adam vizolka. In our mission it says that the Kohen Gadol made a shchita of Kolzoi, which we will see soon that that means roiv of the simonim. Umirek acher shchita al yodoi, and then someone was goyma the shchita, vikibolas adam vizolka. Yochel loy mirek yehei posel. So, Reish Lakish said, I would think that loy mirek, if someone was not goymer, it's posel. Now the Gemara is going to interrupt him with Akasha, but let's just get the flow of the Gemara. Let's go to Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Lekach shaninu. That means that I would think that you need by kochim that you have to be goyim the whole shechita. That's what I would think. Lekach shon in the Mishnah that says our Mishnah that says it's good because al kaponim does mirk acher al yodoi because someone was goyim the whole shechita, then it's good. But if they would have not made this mirk, I would think it's no good. Lekach shoninu. That's why it says in the Mishnah in Chulin, roiv echad ba'oif, roiv shnayim bebehemom. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that the Mishnah is repeating itself. With just the beginning of the Mishnah was rubay shalechad kamayu. The roiv of the simon is sufficient. And now the Mishnah repeats itself, roiv echad ba'oif, roiv shnayim bebehemom. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that by kochim, that by kochim, roiv is also sufficient. So memele, eistis Reish Lakish, when Reish Lakish had learned our Gemara, Reish Lakish had a suffix. Our Mishnah says it's perhaps only good if the shchita was nigma. It was nigma through someone else. But if it wouldn't have been nigma, I would think maybe it's not kosher. So that's why the Mishnah in Kulin tells us that by kochim also roiv is sufficient. So we see from Reish Lakish that Reish Lakish learned that Kolzai means Reif, Yishechted Reif Simonim. That is the Raya from Reish Lakish. We have three Amoroim that say that Kolzai means Reif, Reif of the two Simonim, Ula, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. Now let's just go back now to Nachmo, the member of Reish Lakish, and follow through with the shakla v'tayi of the Gemara. The Omar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, "V'meyache sheshaninu rubay shalechot kamoyu, lo moshninu roiv echad boiv roiv shnayim bebehime, lefi sheshaninu." We learned in our Mishnah. Hevi yuloi esatomid, kol tzoyim mirkache shchital yodi v'kibel esadam v'zolkoim. So our Mishnah tells us, explains us that it's speaking about that someone was goymer the shchita. Yochel loy mirek yehei posel. So Reish Lakish says, I would think by learning our Mishnah, the Mishnah tells us how it has to be done. I would think that the korban, the tomid, is only kosher if there's a complete shchita that the Kohen Gadol made was shechted roiv of the simonim and someone else was goymer. But if it wouldn't have been nigma, I would think it's posel. So the Gemara interrupts him. Yochel loy mirek yehei posel. How could you say that I would think that if it wasn't nigma, it's posel? Im kein havelei avoide ba'acher. So it comes out, if it would be posel, so it comes out that the avoides hashchita of the tamid has to be done completely. The avoida is not nigmar until it is completely geschachten. So if the avoida is not nigmar until it's completely geschachten, so how could a mirek of an acher help? Yei posel, if you say yochel a mirek yei posel, that the avoida of shchita requires it should be completely geschachten, im kein havele avoide ba'acher. So it comes out that the gmar hashchite, which the hechsher hashchite is taliboy, is done to someone else, not to the kohen gadol. V'sanye, we learned in Abaraise, kol avoide shem ha-kippurim einong sheiris elaboy, that all the avoides of Yom Kippur are only kosher through the kohen gadol. So what's the havamina of Reish Lakish that without Mirik it should be possible? If it would be possible, some Mirik also wouldn't help, because the Mirik is not Al Yedei the Kohen Gadol. We learned Kol Avodei Shem Kippurim Einam Ksherim Ela Boy. And for the Gemara, Hochi Koma, Yochol Yei Possel Midarabona. No, I wouldn't think it's possible Min HaTayre. Min HaTayre Roiv of the Simonim Azichagot. Now I would think Midarabonon it's possible. Now let us see Rashi before we go further. So Rashi says, "Beroiv shnayim hechsher shchite betzimtzum." That means that's the hechsher shchite. That means it's more than half. It's roiv. That's all the kohen gadol has to do. That's the kotzo. V'chimiyach hechsher shaninu b'shchita schula v'rubei shalechot kamayu. If the Mishnah started off by saying that roiv of each simen is sufficient, memeile shaminim roiv shnayim kishnayim. So if it was roiv of two simonim, so it's also good. Is lomo shanino betzido? So why does the Mishnah end by saying roiv echad boy? So the Gemara says that it's the Gemara brings down the memory of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish had a hava mina that without miracle it should be possible. So the Gemara is, how could it be, if without Mirik it's possible, so Mirik shouldn't help the situation, because the Avoide has to be done a Yedei Kohen Gadol. Yochol Yei Possel Midarabonon. So the Gemara said, no, Reish Lakish had a Havim in the Midarabonon it's possible. Hoyol V'chol Atzmoy L'dam Hutzorich. Since by Korbonis you need the Dam, Possel. So if there was no mirik, there's not all the dam will come out. V'chi t'nan rubay shalechot kamoyu b'chulen t'nan. So I would think that it's possible midarabonon, because all the dam did not come out. Now, b'achsech mir pshatn the gemara is, l'cher the gemara is shver. The Gemara, when the Gemara started off by saying that I would ever have a minute that's possible min ha-teire. So the Gemara says, no, if it's possible min ha-teire, so, if he wasn't goyim the shchite, so how could the Gemara help al yedei someone else? It's not to a kohen gadol. If he didn't finish the avoide, so someone else can't be mashlam the avoide. The avoide is to be done to a kohen gadol. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answered that, I would think it's possible midarabonon. So we're still in the same boat. So if it's possible midarabonon, the avoida wasn't nigmar. So if the avoida wasn't nigmar, so how could someone else be mashlam the avoida? Tachsich mir, the Gemara is being mechadish anuknech now. The havamina of the Gemara, if it was a psul deraisa, so the Gemara had a havamina, it's that the avoides hashchite is only niskayim if the simonim are geshachten completely. So the Gemara says, if that is the case, so memele, so mirik won't help, because the avoides has to be done through the kohen gadol. So the Gemara says, no, that's sicher, the avoides hashchite is with roiv, that's no shayla. It's possible mid rabbonah. So why, what is the reason of the psul? Hoyel v'chol atzmoy l'dam hu tzorich. So midarabonon, they passel the shchite, because the shchite is, this shchita v'roiv samonim, is not accomplishing what a shchita of kochim should accomplish. That means midarabonon, we would appreciate that all the dam should come out. He made a shchita that all the dam could not come out, so we passed the shchita. So it could be the Gemara's machadish when it's, if it's a psul deraisa, it's a psul in the avoideh. The avoideh has to be through the Kohen Gadol. If it's a psul derabonon, that means minater it's a kosher avoideh. Als the avoideh is a shchite, it's a kosher avoideh. Rav is enough. Now the rabbonon wanted that through the shchite all the dam should come out. So, mi the rabbonon, they didn't say it's apostle la avoide. The avoide, what is necessary, roiv is enough. The avoides hashchite, if there's such a musig of avoides hashchite, roiv is enough, that's avoides hashchite. But since the shchite is not accomplishing that all the dam is coming out, so they passel the shchite, so it's a psul in the shchite. In shchite, there's no din, it has to be davke through a kohen gadol. In Avoide it has to be through a Kohen Gadol. In Shchite, so he made three quarters of the Shchite. The Rabbonon said, by Kochim, we need the whole thing has to be Geshochten. But this is a new din. They're not making a new Avoide. They're saying that we want all the dam to be able to come out. And if you won't do it, we'll pass for the Shchite. In Shchite, so they said that, so the Kohen Gadol will make three quarters of the Shchite and someone else will be Goyim of the Shchite. And with this we can understand that, so where did Reish Lakish had a Havamina, that if you're not Goymer, it's Apostle Shchita. So the Mishnah in Chulin said that Roiv is good. If he made Roiv, Shchita Soy Ksheira. So Lecheir, it's very modern. And the Sefer of the Mishnah is coming to tell us that by Kochim it's good. So it's very modern. The Mishnah in Chulin is telling us that Kochim is good, Shchita Soy Ksheira. We're telling us, the Mechulun is not speaking about Hilchus Avoide. No, it's very good the way we were Metzadid. That Be'emesin, if it's a psul the Rabbonon, it's not a psul in the Avoide. No, since the Rabbonon wanted that the Shchite should accomplish and all the dam should come out, so if it didn't accomplish this, so they passed the Shchite. So if it's good, if it's no good, you won't find this in Kochim, you'll find this in Yeredeye. So the Mishnah in Chulin says, Shchitosoi Ksheira, that Afilu, by Kochim, they never passed the Shchita, even though they would appreciate that all the dam should come out. Afal Pikein, if they made a Shchita that all the dam didn't come out, they didn't passel the Shchita. The Kach Shoninu, so that's what Reish Lakish says. So that's why the Mishnah in Chulin repeats itself, Roiv Echad Ba'oif, Roiv Shnayim Be'behema is kosher. So it's coming to tell us that Afilu by Kochim, they didn't passel Shchitosik Sheir, it says, it's a kosher Shchita. They didn't passel the Shchita, even though the Shchita was not an ideal Shchita Le'inyin Kochim. Zogt Rashi Lekach Shaninu, Mi Mishneh Yeseire, from that the Mishneh repeats itself, the first bab of the Mishnah is coming to tell us that by Chulin, if you shechted roiv of the simonim, that's sufficient. V'chada b'kotchim. Period. Now, Narash is going to back as mid the koma Rab Shimon ben Lakish to the refushe hach the seder yumet to explain our Mishnah tnan lo de shchitas chulin that roiv is kosher to explain how it works by Kolzoi, Shmamina, Kolzoi, Dahoche, Beroiv, Shnaim. So we see, Reish Lakish held like Ulan Rabbi Yochanim, that Kolzoi means that the Kohen Gadol shechted Roiv of the two Simon. Trek the Gemara, Vechimei Acher, Vafilu, Psulo, Midarabono, Leke, if there isn't even a Psul, Darabono, that means Roiv is kosher. Is lomoli lemarik, so why do you have to be goyma? You're goyma with mirik, why do you have to be goyma? Mitzvah lemarik, so the Gemara says, there's a mitzvah to be memarik, to be goyma. So what does Rashi say? Mitzvah lemarik, kidei lohoitzi es hadom yofe. That means, avoid it's a kosher, avoid it's a kosher eshchite. Afal Pikein, there's a mitzvah, k'dei lohoitzi as adom yofe. So memele, so therefore we tell someone else to be goymer the shchite that more dam will be able to come out. Agav uche, we had learned Rashi in the Mishnah, Umirik Acher, so Rashi said, V'gomar Koyin Acher Shchite. Another Koyin is Goymer after the Shchite. Well, we learned the Mishnah, we had asked the Shaila, why do you need a Koyin? And now that we're up to this Gemara, it's Ichishver. Why do you need a Koyin? This Gemar is nothing to do with Shchite. There's nothing to do with the Avoide. It's a kosher Avoide. It's a kosher Shchite. No, we want all the dam to go out. So why do you need a Koyin to do this? So Baruch Hashem, I found today in Yesh Seidel Mishnah and Mishnayis, he asks this kasha. He asks on Rashi. Rashi says Nachum and also Koyim. He says a very interesting teretz. It's negay. It's totally in a sugi in Yevamis, but he wants to say as follows: the reason Rashi held you need a Koyin because there's another problem over here. What is the problem? The problem is it's Chilul Yontif. Yom Kippur is also Bavoide. That means if the Shchita is finished already, yeah, we would like more of the Dam to come out. So Memeila, but how is one permitted? This is Amaleches Chayvel over here. How are you allowed to do this? So brings the whole sugi in Yevamis that Kahanim, since it's Hutro Lahem, they were mutter to shech the tomid. That means that was a malocha, that was hutter le kahanim. So memele, he brings one man the yoman yevomis, if a zor will shech the tomid in Shabbos, he's a machal of Shabbos. Because the heter of shechites at tomid was only nimsa le kahanim, not le yisraelim. So one man the yoma holds. So memele, so he says, you know why you need a koyin? You need a koyin, not to be goyimah the shchita, to be goyimah the voide, you need a koyin to, in order, by him it won't be a chilul Shabbos. The shchitas hatomid was hutra eitzel kehanim, but it wasn't hutra eitzel zorim. And with this he says, amoyre de kizach, which the meforshim amoyre, by this Mishnah of Shchitas HaTomid, the Mishnah explicitly explains how it was that the Kohen Gadol shechted Roiv, Mirik Acher al Yodoi, and a guten talk. It says how it was. There's further Mishnayis that speak of the other Kabbonis that the Kohen Gadol shechted. He shechted the Parsha Kohen Gadol. The other Kabbonis he shechted. There was a lot of Kohen Gadol shecht. In that one Mishnah there does it say, Kolzoi Umirik Acher al Yodai. So the Taisvus Yontif in Mishnayis says, well, the Mishnah said it over here, so Dai Lechakime, you can figure it out over there. So the Yeshayda Le Mishnah asks, he says, it's very good, Dai Lechakime, but the Rambam is a poisek, he wouldn't do such a thing. By the Tomid, the Rambam says Mirik, and by all the others, he doesn't say anything. It's very, very modern. So he wants to say that be'emes and by the other kolbonis, so there, everyone is considered a zor, the gabi avoidis koyin godol. So by the other kolbonis, you can't make the mirik achar, you can't make it, he can't make it, the koyin godol can't make it because he has to be mekabel the dam, emphatic, and so right after the mirik, And another koyin can't make it. So other ain't it from the beda either. So this seida of kotze mirik alcha yodoi only applies to the tomid. That's what the yeseida la mishnah wants to say. Now let us see Taisus. Im kein havi lo avoida ba'acha. Resh Lakish had a sofik. What will be the din without mirik? So the Resh Lakish had a sofik. Maybe without mirik will be possible. So the Gemara says, listen, if it will be possible, so how can someone else help? So you're having a Gemara voided, not through the Kohen Gadol. Taisva says, Ochenami avimotzi lemifrech, the Gemara could have asked a different kasha. Im kain, if you assume that the Shchita is not Nigmar yedei roiv, avolo Shchita bishnayim. So it comes out that the Hershe Shchita is coming out through two people. Kiven dimloi mirek posel, vim shnayim shoichtim zevach echot, afilo bezeach azeh posel, kedmuchach beperik ha-shoichet. The Gemara says in Chulin that if two people shecht one behemoth, afilu by Chulin, it's a posel l'shchita. So memela, the Gemara could have asked a different kasha. Our Gemara asked a kochim dike kasha. How could you ever have a mina, it's posel? How could you ever have a mina, it's posel? So then the mirik wouldn't help because it's not to a kohen gadol. And the Gemara could have asked, if it's not a kosher shchita, so then someone else, so you can't be goyma the shchita to a second person, because ein shnayim shechdim zevach echad. Agavuch, the Mephoshim say, that it could be that what the Gemara did not ask this kashin, is because this is a machloikis tanoim. This is debatable. One Tana Taka holds like this, but this is a machloikis tanoim, so therefore the Gemara asked, a kasha, which is aliba de kulam. The imtaima, so Taisvis asks, umay kasha le me avoide ba'ach. Now let's go to our Gemara. The Gemara had a havamine, that the Rish Lakish had a suffix that if you shecht a roiv simonim, it's a posel l'shchita, if it wasn't nigma. So the Gemara says, if it's a posel l'shchita, so how could someone else be goymer it? It has to be a day kohen gadol. Fraktach taisis ob a perek toraf bekalfi ike man de marsher afilu shchitas korei bezo. There's a man de yoma that says that afilu the par she kohen gadol, if a zor shechted it, it's good. Because shchita ksheire bezo. That's the Yeshayla Mishnah wants to say, the Gemara says it's kosher, not that you're allowed to do it. Could be that there'll be a chilul yonta, but it's kosher. Let's go back to Taisus. He commanded the marsher, afilu shchita spore bezo. Afilu man de poisel, afilu the person who passels the shchita's par bezo, heine davke poroi, the par shall koyen gotu, the osi lechayves ayoim, this korban is brought lachayvus ayim. This is a yom kippur dekakom. The koi alei and the korbanis of the chayvus ayim. It's aron vechuka that is to be dafka through the kohen gadol and it's ma'akev. Avol tamid the loy shayech lachayvus yom kippurim. But the shlitas atamid, which is not a yom kippur dekakom, shlitas atamid is a korban which is brought every day. Loikoi olei arin vechuke b'shchita, kibin dolav avoidei. So arin vechuke is not going on the shchita. He'll go on the zrik of the tamid, but the shchita, since it's not an avoide, shchita doesn't need big dekune, shchita is ksheire bezor. So memele, so here azor, kinziche shech the tamid. So memele, frektoisve, so what is pshat in the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara asks, how could it be if you'll say that kolzoi is not sufficient, you need mirik, how could someone else be goymer it? So the Teretz says, why not? Shchites ksheire bezor. Kol avoide shem kippurim einem ksheires elaboy means an avoide. Shchites is not an avoide. Shchites ksheire bezor. So therefore, that's why it's good. What's the problem? That's the Sviskasha. V'yesh loymar mikol mokem posel midarabona. So the Svis answers, that is true. Minatoire azor could also shecht a kolb, the kolbum tomid. But midarabonon, the rabonon paseled the shchite of azor, the gabi the tomid also. So the Gemara means to ask that how could you say, if you'll say that is not a kosher shchita, if you will say that the gemar, that a kolzoi is not a kosher shchita since it was a nigmar. So, and you need mirik. So how could mirik help? Midarabonon. How could mirik help? That means since midarabonon, shchita also has to be to the kohen gadol. So how could mirik help? That means if you'll say that the avoide requires Gomroi, die sie bei mir marik der Schritte, so denn mit der Rabbonon, no one else would help, because mit der Rabbonon you need kohuna gdoile an Schritte also. So the Gemara says, the psul is not a psul avoide, no, the psul is a psul Schritte, as we mentioned before. V'yesh meforshim, others say a different pshat. I says, Taisus had a kasha. A filu, you have to be goyma de shchite, but why can't a zor be goyma de shchite? The Gemara weiss toch ois a zor kutshech te tom. V'yesh meforshim, mishum de merike tzoyrech kabola. So, l'chayre, these yesh meforshim held as follows. That in shchite, there are two parts. Till the merike, till the gemar shchite, there's avoides ha-shchite. Avoides ha-shchite, that is kosher bezor. That place is what arrived from a gemara weiter daf membeis. Could it be that kosher afilomida rabbonon? Avoides ha-shchite is kosher. With a zor. But the Gemar Shchite is a Tzoyrech Kabbalah. The Kabbalah Sadam, that's Avoides Kohune. So the Gemar Shchite, that's what the Gemara says, you need Kohune. That means if you'll say you need Gemar Shchite, why do you need Gemar Shchite? Es al kochoch, you need Gemar Shchite als de Zeurech of Kabbalah Saddam, bei Chulun is sicher gut, Reuf Simonim. So, Kochach of Reish Lakish had a suffix, that maybe by Kochim you need Gemar Shchite, here you need Gemar Shchite, so Kochach the suffix was, because here, the Zeurech Kabbalah Saddam, he need a Gemar Shchite. So if the Tzeirich is Kabbalah Saddam, so just like Kabbalah needs Kohune, so the Tzeirich Kabbalah also needs Kohune. That's how Yesh is. The Gemara is a good kasha. So if you need it, so a Zor will not help him to be mashlamit. The line here, so Taisvus does not like this, the Mi Odif, Miut simin basche meirev kama. Taisa says it doesn't make sense that the gemar shchite should be more choshuv than the roiv of the simonim. Roiv the simonim is also a tzorech kabbalah mustame. I mean, without the roiv of the simonim, you wouldn't have too much dam to be mekabel. So how could you say that the roiv of the simonim do not need kohune? The Gemar does need Kohune. That's Taisvus Kashe. I don't understand something else on these Yesh Meforshim. If, according to the Yesh Meforshim, the Gemara had a Havamine, that you need Gemar Shchita because of Kabbalah Saddam. And you need Gemar Shchita, and since you need it because Kabbalah Saddam, so Memele, it will not be Kosher Al Yedei Azot. That's the Bahalach of the Gemara. I mean, so how do, let's forget about Yom Kippur. There is a Klal Shchita Ksheira Bezor by Kochim, all Kochim. There's a mitzvah Kabbalah Saddam by Kochim. There's a Klal Shchita Ksheira Bezor. So how do we understand this Halacha? This is asked to a Svore, a Mestaver, that the Gemar should be more Chomor than the Roi. I mean, Taisa should ask with a raya. If Shchite by Kochim is Ksheira Bezor, and by Kochim you need Kabbalah Saddam, so then Shchite would mean with Gemar Shchite, so how could a Zor ever make Shchite? V'oid yesh meforshim. Now Taisa says another teres. Given the hod the omar Shchite lava voidehi, that what the Gemara says, Shchite is not an avoide, Hainu kemoyshe pirish rabbeinu yakem meolainish, v'fishenei heges af bechulen. That what Shchite is not an avoide, you know why it's not an avoide? Because this chelik, Shchitas Chayiv Simonim, you have to shecht Achulin Dike Behema also. So what is needed by Chulin is not an Avoide by Kochim. That means this Chalik has to be done to the Behema like it's done to every Chulin Dike Behema. You need the Shchita Mitzad Shchitas Behema, not all Shchitas Kochim. So Memele, so that what the Gemara says, that it's kosher to shecht with azor. Taisi Boraray, the Talmud Zicha be kosher to shecht with azor. That's Davke, the Chelek of Shchita, which is by Chulin also. Above a high Miruk, ain't a ma'akebis by Chulin. But Miruk by Chulin you don't need. So by Chulin you only need Reiv Simonim. So Memele, so if there is a klal that you need Miruk by Kochim, im ken avi avoid, vle ye kosher ala boy. So then, Fakel, Rabbi Yaakov Elayinshel, the only reason that Shechita is not considered an avoida, because you need, the Shechita is noig by Chulun also, so this is the Chulun dike Shechita, therefore it's not considered an avoida. But Miruk is not noig by Chulun, so Miruk is tak an avoida dike Shechita, it's an avoida dike Shechita, so memele yei kosher ela boy. Lama li lemarik, the Gemara lefiya emes, and asked, if you'll say that Reiv Simonim is kosher afilo midarabon, so why do you have to be memarik? So the Gemara answered, mitzvah lemarik, and Rashi said, alts, telohitzi yas adam yofi. Frektach teisves, teima, volei afilo bechulen, muchach beper kashoichet, shieshlishchet letchatchile, kola simonim. Vloisagi berube. Reiv is only a b'di'evedi k'shchite. V'lechatchile, afilu b'aychulen you have to shecht the all the simonim. Why? Dilma lo yosi l'meved rube. Chazal asad midarabonon to shecht only reiv of the simonim because maybe he'll make a mistake and he won't end up shechting reiv. So therefore they said you have to shecht kulay. So what's the kasha? Lomali lamarik. Because Chazal asad l'chatchile to shecht reiv. Yeshloim, as Otaisi says, that Isser is ani mili bechad gabra. If one person is shechting, so Chazal asked that he should make an incomplete shchita, a shchita of Reiv Simonim. Avo betrei gabri, but it is like our Mishnah, that we have two people involved already, the kvar shochat koin godol v'nistalik, the koin godol shecht already and he's out of the geshaft. I osi achine memarek, Nire, so als your cheshbin, that it should be a complete shchite, als your cheshbin, so in hilche shchite, you might make more kalya by telling someone else to be goyma. V'nire ke shehiye, it looks like there was a shehiye in the shchite, or v'nire ki lo nishchat azevach b'shnayim, or ki lo was geshachtem to two people. So memele, if you're speaking about the rabbon and the kedinim, that means the rabbonon, it is preferable in the chatchile, one should shecht the whole, all the simonim, that is dafke if one is shechting. But the minute you're in a situation that more than one is shechting, havelo lemeisa lemarek, then we should ask a mirik because it looks like shchita b'shnayim. It looks like there was shehi in the shchita. Umishani mitzvah lemarek. No, by kochim there's a mitzvah lemarek kadei lekabel kol adom. So memela. So therefore, we mahade that someone else should be goyma the shchita. Zok the gemara weiter. Now we'll perhaps understand what we say every day in Kobonis. Abaye misader maroche mishmei de gemore, valibe da abishol. Abaye said the seder maroche, the seder of avodas hayoyim, how it was each day. See, it says as follows, maroche gedoyle kaidemes le maroche shniye shel k'tayres. The maroche was a siddur of eitzim, a large pile of wood that was mesuda, b'emtza mizbeach, And that was used to be makter all the korbanos. Now, this was the first avoide that was done for the Tomid. This is the Maroche Gdoila. They made a new Maroche. The Mishnah in Tomid says that the first day they made Trumas HaDeshen, and then they were Mesalik the Deshen. They put it in the middle of the Mizbeach and Al-Tapuach. They cleaned it off, and then they made a new Maroche. This Maroche was first. Then they made a second Maroche. Maroche Shniyo Shel Ktoiris. The second Maroche was on the Mizbeach Achitzay. It was Bekeren, it was Bekeren Tzvoinis Marovis, 4 amas away from the Keren, towards Dorim. But it was in that area, in the Tzofen area of the Mizbeach, there was a smaller Maroche. Maroche Shniyo Shel Ktoiris. What is that Maroche Shniyo Shel Ktoiris? When they were makter the Ktoiris on the Mizbeach Azov, is the coals were derived from this second Maroche. There was a second Maroche burning, and the second Maroche, they took coals from the second Maroche, and they went into the Heichol with the Ktoiris, and they were makter the Ktoiris to put the coals on the Mizbeach Azov, and they were makter the Ktoiris. So we needed a second Maroche ala Mizbeach Achitzin, 4 Ktoiris. So the Mishnah, so Rabbi is telling us to say that. First they made a Maroche Gedoilo. Then they made a Maroche 4 Ktoiris. That was the second thing on the agenda. And this Maroche is Kaidemes Lesidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Then a Kohen went and brought 2 large logs and put this on top of the first Maroche. Vesido Shnei Gzirei Eitzim Kaidem Ledishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. Then they went into the Heichol, and they went and they cleaned off the ashes which were on the Mizbeach HaPnimi from the yesterday's Ktoiris. So they took off the ashes. Vedishon Mizbeach HaPnimi Kaidem Latovas Chomesh Neiris. Afterwards, they were in the Heichol. Then they were mative, they cleaned out the Neiris, the receptacles which were on the Menorah. They cleaned out 5 of the 7 Neiris. Vahatovas Chomesh Neiris Kaidem Ledam HaTomet. Then they shechted and was zayrik the dam of the tomid. V'dam ha-tomid koidem la-tova shtei neiris. Then they were goymer the ha-tovas ha-neiris. There were 2 neiris left. So after the zrikas ha-dam, the dam ha-tomid, they went and they were made of these 2 neiris. V'ha-tovas shtei neiris koidem es likteiris. They were in the Heichel now. Now they were makter the Ktoiris. They were makter the Ktoiris Shoshachas. Uktoiris kaidemes laivorim. After the Ktoiris, they went and they were makter the Eivorei HaTomid. The Eivorim leMinche. After the Eivorei HaTomid, they were makter the Minche. The Tomid, according to Tziba, came with the Tomid came with a Minche. U-Minche la-Chavitim. After the Minche, they were makter the Minches Kohen Gadol. Chavite Kohen Gadol. Va-Chavitim le-Nisochin. The Chavite Kohen Gadol were before the Niske Yayin, which they were Menasech, on the Tomid. Bishvil the Tomid. U-Nisochim lu-Musofim. And the Nesochim came, if it was Shabbos, they were Makabah Musaf. So first they did the whole Tomid Shol Shacha completely. The Gemar of the Avodas HaTomid was the Nesochim. And after they finished the Nesochim, then if it was Shabbos, they were Makrib the Musafim. Umusafim Levozichin. And if it was Shabbos, so after the Masafim, they were machter the Shnei Bazichei Levoinim. Uvozichin letomid shal bein arbaim. In everything, this last avoida of Haktoras HaBazichin was all done before the tomid shal bein arbaim. Shenema, Ve'iktir oleho. The oleho is going on the Tomid Shel Shachar. After the aktore of the Tomid Shel Shachar, afterwards, you should be makta chelvei hashlomim. Now, chelvei hashlomim, why davke shlomim? You're makta everything afterwards. So the Gemara darshins, oleho hashlem. That hashlomim is a loshen of hashlem, that after the tomid shel shachar, hashlem kol hakolbonis kulam. All the kolbonis should be brought after the tomid shel shachar. That means the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim was the last Korban, and by the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, it was after the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim, one was not permitted to be makta anything further. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Abaye Misader Maroche Mishmei Di Gemore, Mono Seder Avoideish Shel Kol Yoyim Vayoyim. Mishmei de Gemore de Kula Yeshive de Rabbonon de Vei Medroshe. Exact title of all these words, Vesach Nisht. Rashi before on Daf Yudalad Amid Beis explains it a little better. On Yudalad Amid Beis, Rashi says, Mishmei de Gemore Dover Mikubul Mikol B'nei HaYeshive Shekiblu merabeisein. Migvor means was a mesoire, and all the bnei yeshiva had this kabbalah merabeisein. Here Rashi says a lot of words here. The kulu yeshiva de rabbonon de vei medroshe. But kabbonim, there was such a mesoire. Valibadam b'shol. But this Messiah, this Seder, is only according to Abishol. Dom of Perikame, Hatovas, Kol HaNeiris, Koidmes, Lekteiris. That were makta, they were made of all the Neiris before they were makta Lekteiris. Maroche Gedoilo. The large Maroche, Shaoleho, Yaktiru, Kol HaHaktoris. Whatever they were makta from all the Kabonis, they were makta on this Maroche. Koidemes, so this was before the Sader, Lifnei Amaroche Shniye. This was Koidemes Lesader. This, they were magdam to be Mesader, the large Maroche, before the second Maroche. Now the second Maroche, Sha'oisin Bekeren Marovis Doimis. The second Maroche was Bekeren Marovis Doimis, Moshuch Mina Keren Dalad Ames, Letzat Sofen Kedisnam B'Meseches Tomei. Shel K'toiris. Now the second Maroche, the purpose of the second Maroche was for the K'toiris. Shemimeno Choisin Gecholim, that they took out, they were first makte the K'toiris. Leminche Minchas Niskoi Shel Tomid Unesocheho. This is the Rishash's Gilsen. He says the Socher means the Shemen that the mincha was bolo boy. Tachsiv asir ha-saif ha-sailas le-mincha. Le-nesochim, and this was before the nesochim, le-nesach yeinai shaltovi. Le-nesochim, le-mosofim, im Shabbos, so if it's Shabbos, so they brought mosofim afterwards. Shenema ve-hikter o-leho chelvei ha-shlomim. They were makta after it, the shlomim. The dorish le-loshin ha-shlomo. They were mashlim everything. Oleho, what is Oleh going? Ala oilas tomid shol shachar. It's going on the oilas rishoy, on the oilas tomid shol shachar. Hamura bereisha mikro. Shenema v'orach oleho oilo. V'hikter, v'hoisif, v'hishlam achareho. So after they brought the tomid shol shachar, they were moisif kol hakorbanos. So all the kabbonis have to be after the tomid shel shachar, the loy al shel bein arbayim. They cannot be after the tomid shel bein arbayim. Lomad al tomid shel bein arbayim shehu achrein lechol hakabbonis. This was the last korban, and they weren't makta anything afterwards. This is the Maimer of Abaye. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Mekoiris of Abaye. Omar Amar. Maroche gedoyle kaidemes le maroche shniya shel k'tayres. The first maroche was before the second maroche. Min olam, the sanya, it says in the posik, hi ha'oila al moikdo. Moikdo means a maroche, ala mizbeach kol alayla. So moikde zu maroche gedoyle. Later it says, Ve'eish ha-mizbeach tukad boy, so this it seems is a different moikid. Zu maroch eshniye shel k'tayres. The second, but this is the second maroch for the k'tayres. Frekte gemore ve'epoch ano, let us say fakel, maybe in Seidem, you make first the second maroch, and then you make the first maroch, you make first the small maroch, and then you make the first maroch. Why should we say such a thing? We'll see in Rashi. Ve'epechano, mistavro, so the Gemara answers, maroch gdoila adifa. No, you magdem the first maroch, shekein kaporoso merube, because the kapore, which was derived from the first maroch, was merube, all the kabonis they were magtir on the first maroch. And the second maroche was only used for the k'tayres. Frag the Gemara ad rabbe maroche shniya adife shekei machnisen mimen olifnim. No, the second maroche is a maile. The first maroche was only on the mizbeach achitzin. And the second maroche, they took gecholim into the heichol. So the Gemara says, afelochi kaparosa meruba adife. No, this is more choshev, kaparosa meruba. What will be if he didn't make the Maroche Shniya? What would be if the Maroche Shniya burnt out? You have to make the K'tayres, so they'll take the coals from the large Maroche. So Memele, so it comes out the Maroche Gdoyle has this mile of the Maroche Shniya also. Besides having the mile of kaparosa merube, it also has a maila that nichnes alefnim. If you won't have the maroche shni, you can take this bifnim. So therefore, in the asiyah samaroche, we're magdim the asiyah of the maroche gedoyla mitoich kshivusoy over the maroche shni, over the maroche tan. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, moikto loshen medoyres eitzim, v'chein tuka. So we learn out of here two maroches. Zu maroche shniye, v'lim dech, shetei al mizbeach achitze. It says in the posik, v'eish ha mizbeach tukad boy, so boy goes on the mizbeach, so it says klor, that there's a second moike, there's a second maroche, on the mizbeach. Umishom yachnisu gecholim alapnimi. From this maroche, when they became coals, so the coals were brought into the heichel. Ve'epoch, so I'll say over the girsa of the Meroi Meisode. Ve'epoch lahagdim marocha shel ketoires kisidura. So the Meroi Meisode says a beautiful pshat. What was the habamin of the Gemara? That the second maroche should be made first. What's the havamine? So he says the havamine is as follows. Because what are you makter first? Are you makter first the k'tayres k'idemes laivorim? So they use the second maroche before the first maroche. First they were makta the k'tayres, and then they were makta the devarim. So maybe in the asiyas ha-maroche, also the seder should be first make the maroche shniyeh, and then make the maroche rishoneh. A beautiful pshat in Rashi. Ve'epoch lahagdim maroche shel k'tayres, that the maroche should be first kisidura, just like in the seder of aktore. So the k'tayres is before the yevorim, so the asiyas ha-maroch also should be like that. Aye, that what it says in the posik first, it says, al moigda mizbeach, da behekta kol alayla koi, this is speaking about yesterday's maroche. the Malach of last night, so the oil al Moigda, so the oil of last night, of yesterday, you Magdir Kol Alayla. So that's why it's, but some say it's Magdim, this Malach before Yen. This is speaking about the Malach of the previous day. So the Gemara says that we are Magdim, the Asiyas HaMalach HaRishayne, because Kaparosa Merubim. Shalem maktirim kol haktores, all the kabonis, chutz min haktores lifnim lahechel. So the Gemara, and then the Gemara says another teretz, and what would be if he would never maroch eshniye? Miloi ma'ayil, nimtzei saf ha'gdeyle ruye lifnim. The maroch eshdeyle is also ruye lifnim. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis. Abaye mesader Maroche, Taimoli. Amai like a choshiv nami Trumas Hadesh. Nabai is telling us to say this. So why does Nabai mention Trumas Hadesh? Avinami Trilas Avoide the Yemomen. This is the beginning of the Avoide the Yemomen. Bitzorech Loime, Mishum de Zimnin Magdimim Oiso Mashmeira Rishoine. The Trumas Hadesh was sometimes done by the first third of the night, umechatzois, or was done after chatzois, ilkach, by the regolim was done the first third, by Yom Kippur, chatzois, ilkach like a choshiv lo, so that he doesn't want to bring this avoid of trumas hadeshin, shahoya hefsik godol beino u beinhani de kachoshiv. So there's no Seder. That means this was done much earlier, and then much later they did these other things. Avol hanech de kachoshiv, but the avoidus, which Abai is speaking about, hayregilim la'soison bozeh achazeh. This was done one after the other, so this is a Seder. Inami yeshloima trumas hadeshen ikar mitzvosei rak belayla. Avol hani iboilem evdina biyamomar shuz biyodam. He's only speaking about the kabonis, which be'etzim can be done. Well, he's speaking about the avoidis, which can be done by yoin. The trumas hadeshin cannot be done by yoin. Rabbi Kevega tzeichen zu atayisid af chavzayinim at beis that said the sidur amaroche can also not be done by yoin. So it's a stir of these two taisvus. Zog the Gemara weiter. Maroche o shniyo shal k'toyres. First they made the second maroche, then they put the shnei gzirei eitzim on the first maroche. Min nolo, the Gemara says, "Dechsiv ubiya oleho hakoyin eitzim baboiker baboiker." The koyin should be mevayer oleho on the oleho hakoyin eitzim baboiker baboiker. So we have a drosha oleho v'loy al chavate. Put the shnei gzirei eitzrim on the marocha gdoila. And not, oleo za miot, and not al chavato, not on the other marocha. Michlal de isa le chavato, so vayis tois. When you're putting on the shnei gzirei eitzrim, there's a chavato already. There's another marocha already. And so therefore the pasuk is telling us, but the shnei gzirei eitzrim you put on the marocha gdoila, not on the marocha shniyim. Frag the Gemara by Olam Iboile Legufe. Adina's coming with Duke and Adal Chavato. It is telling us where to put the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. So Mas is Trey Oleg Sivi. There's two Aleos. The one is coming to tell of Voloy Al Chavato. Sido Shnei Gziri Eitzim Koidim Ledishim is Beach Apnimi. The Sido Shnei Gziri Eitzim is before the Bezmeach Apnimi. So the Gemara says, Afol gav, the hoche ksiv baboike baboike. By the sida shnei gziri eitzim, it says baboike baboike. By the dishim is beach apnimi, the hoche ksiv baboike baboike. It also says baboike baboike. So mehechi teisi, that the sida shnei gziri eitzim is before the dishim is beach apnimi. Afol hochi machshir odif. That means that you're clearing. Should you put down the shnei gziri eitzim, which be'etzim that the havoras eitzim, that is a machshir of the haktore. That means when you're making the haktore, you need coals. So the Havoras HaEitzim is a machshir to enable you to make the Haktorah and the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi is good. You have to clean off the Mizbeach, but the Hechshir of the Mitzvah, the enablement to do the Mitzvah comes out through the Eitzim more than through the Dishim. So Memele, you're Magdim the Machshir to the Dishim. Frag the Gemara, Machshir, my new, Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, we're speaking about which do you do first. The Shnei Gzirei Eitzim or the Dishim is Mizbeach HaPnimi. So you tell me you do the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim because you Magdim the Machshir to the Dishim. Frag the Gemara, Va'amrit Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, Lamaroch Gdeli Osli. The Shnei Gzirei Eitzim was not a machshir for the Ktoiris. The Ktoiris came from the second Maroche. The Shnei Gzirei Eitzim was put on the Maroche Gdoile. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyeh Shum Eitzim. Rabbi Yirmiyeh said, but there is a similarity between the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim and the Maroche Shniyeh. They all have one common denominator. They're all called Eitzim. So in Eitzim, since the Eitzim which are used for the Aktoret are a marshe for the Aktoret, so we already are magdim avodas Eitzim before the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Rasha says, now we should be Geiris Ravashi, and then we'll come Rabina. Ravashi omar iloi mashkach Eitzim lemaroche shniim iloi mayel mimaroche gdoile. So it comes out the Maroche Gdoila is also a machshir for the Ktoiris. Therefore, the Avoid of the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim comes before the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. Rabashi Yoma, no, Rabina Yoma, Hoyer V'Yisrael B'Maroche Goyma. Rabina said, it's a different cheshbon, that since he started Avoid of the Maroche, so we finish it off before we go into the Heichol, to do a new avoida of Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. Zot Rashi. Ubir aleho amaroch gdeilakoi. Tesomach lei v'orach aleho. Eitzim, beiz eitzim. V'loi achaveto shal k'teires. And you put the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim on the maroch gdeilakoi v'loi achaveto shal k'teires. Och exiv, the Gemara says, how do you know that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim is koidim to the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi? Och exiv, baboike, baboike, baitivis, aneiris, aktiren. That's by the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. Koi, lemidrashay, adishim pnimi. This is going on the Dishon, vahatove, vaktoiris. So this pasuk is merumes all three things: the dishim mizbeach hapnimi, trabas aneiris, and aktora. Machshir odiv, a machshir umesakin es hadovo, hazeh kodmoi. That's before. Be eitzim machshir ektoiris heim. Shrei eitzim heina machshir es aktoiris. The machshir ektoiris. Marsha meininu, marsha dohoche b'may askes b'shnei gzirei eitzim, v'maloche gdeile yozlu, v'eino marshire k'teiris, v'mosle shum eitzim, havo gav dahani lav le k'teiris ozli, shem eitzim, marshire k'teiris eino, v'eitzim is a shem of marshire k'teiris, even though b'protius, these eitzim alone are not used for the k'teiris. Let us see Tosfos. Mechlal the Iko Chavoto. It said, Eitzis Baruch, Oleho, Oleho, Voloi Al Chavoto, Vaistois Bishas. I'm sorry, Bi Oleho, Eitzim. Bishas, Yomivaya, the Shneg Ziri Eitzim, there's another Maroch around. Tamely, Imkein Lomoli Krod, Leel, Vaisham, Izbeach, Tukat Boy, Le Maroch, Shnee, Tepik, Le Mehai Krod, it says, from Aleho, Leachavata, Vaistois, there is another Maroche. Yeshloi Medime Hoch Avaminu, sure there's another Maroche. But I have a Mina Yasu Maroche Shnia al Mizbeach HaPnimi. maybe the other maroche is on the Mizbech of Nimikeder, so is the maroche the Mizbech Achitze. Is the Kivin the Ostel at Zerich Teres Mizbech of Nimi. Since the second maroche is for the Teres of Akeda, I think you make it on the Mizbech of Nimi. Lachi Itzach, Eisha Mizbech, Tukat Boy. The boy all Mizbech Achitze and Bemoke Maroche Gdoyle. The same place where the maroche Tan is, that's where the maroche Gdoyle is. Afilu Ochi Marsha Odit. Taimali, Leima Taima, the Gemara is clearing a shaila. Do you first do the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, or do you first do the Dish Mizbech Abnim? In fact, Achtaisves, Leima Taima, Mishim de Toder, B'sha'inei Toder, Toder Kaidem. We have a klal, we have two mitzvahs in front of us, so we do the mitzvah Tadira. V'sidur Gzirim, Hu Toder Tvei. Shehu pamayim bechol yoyim. By the Tomid Shal Shachar, the Tomid Shal Bein Abayim, by both of them, they brought Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. V'disho Mizbeach HaPnimi, Einoi Elo Pamachas. Dish Mizbeach is only once. So Memelo, so that is why the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim comes before the Dish Mizbeach HaPnimi. V'yash Loima, Le'gamrine Milvad Eilas HaBoi Kasher Le'ilas HaTomid Etodah Koidim. When do we say that Todah v'sheini Todah Todah Koidim Ela Eicha de Tavayu Shovo? If you have two similar mitzvahs, the Zu v'Zu Matone, both of them are an Avodas Matone. You're giving to the Mizbech. Tumye de Tmidim u'Masofim. The Tmidim come before the Masofim. Both are Avodas Matone. You're putting on the Mizbech. The Tmidim are Todah. The Masofim are Todah. Shemagda de Tomit. Avol kol ki hai gavne, but if we are comparing Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim with the Dish Mizbech HaPnimi, the Chad Havi Avoides Matone, the Chad Avoides Siluk, they're two different Sugi Avoides. So then there's no klal of Todah Sheini Todah, Todah Koideh.